The NASDAQ Composite Index broke 5,000 yesterday for the first time in 15 years. The last time it did that was at the height of the dot-com bubble with massive internet stock valuations that were, of course, as we know now, destined to implode. With today's similarly tech-heavy stock soaring high, are we in a bubble again? Edmund Lee is managing editor for Recode, covering all things technology. He joins us from New York. Ed, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how significant is it, first of all, that the NASDAQ hit this mark again?
Well, it shows it's hugely significant. It's very important. And as with the last time, it's the tech issues, the tech companies that's driving it today. There is a difference, though. I think this time that the tech companies, they're real businesses with real revenue, with real business models. So it's not quite I wouldn't take quite as an alarmist position this time around in terms of, you know, whether there's a massive bubble or there's going to be some kind of massive fallout if these things don't work out.
Isn't that what people would have been saying, though, last time around?
Oh, they said that exactly the last time. Exactly right. So
do something else to convince me that this is not a bubble.
Well, okay, so let's go back in time a little bit. A decade and a half, the tech sector was getting very frothy, which is to say lots of investment, a lot of startups with lots of money. They were getting a lot of money, and they were also spending a lot of money. They just weren't making it. That was the key difference, is that back then there was a metric that was thrown around to sort of gauge your success as a startup. The metric was burn rate, meaning how fast were you spending your money, which is kind of a crazy metric if you think about it, which is, you know, why is that important? Why was that important back then? Well, back then, the name of the game was this is a new medium. This is a new sort of a newfangled technology, essentially. In order for it to be viable long term, you have to have an audience. So by burning money, by marketing and all that other stuff, you're presumably building your audience base. And so therefore, eventually, once you get a sizable audience, you will then make money. That theory was wrong. Like that wasn't enough by itself, just simply to have an audience. There had to be actually a mechanism by which you can make some money, by money would come in. And now we have that. It's advertising, and that drives a lot of these big companies, whether it's Google or Facebook or Twitter or whatever might be coming down the line.
Well, or you could think of a company like Uber, which has a clear revenue model and is doing very well and has a $40 billion valuation.
Exactly. And you know, so that actually is a good and a bad example for today, which is, you know, Uber is not a publicly traded issue, at least not yet, but it has this massive valuation. It's got real revenues. It's taking off really quickly. And they're being fairly smart about expanding in other cities around the world, because as a business, it's a fairly simple and straightforward one, which is they don't own any cars. They don't employ people even. What they do is they have software that connects people to drivers. That's really what it is.
Right.
And if it's, you know, I'm not saying that's easy, but basically there's a, you know, low barrier to entry, meaning other people kind of jump into that space. It's a bad example in the sense that, I mean, it's still who knows how long term, whether how viable this will be. I mean, there's real people using it. There's real money coming in. But then there's also a lot more competition. And there's also municipalities that are upset about this or concerned about this and possibly setting up laws that might make it harder for them.
Just a few seconds left. But how much do tech companies care about stock price?
So stock price, I think, you know, it's supposedly an even fair and a well-adjusted market. I think right now, Apple, Facebook, Google, they are really driving it. And a big reason why is that they're doing well overseas as opposed to just in the U.S. And I think that's where a lot of the investment and frothiness is coming from today.
Edmund Lee, managing editor with Recode, joining us from New York as the NASDAQ is at new heights, or at least heights not seen in a while. Edmund, thank you so much.
Sure.